I don't know. I paid a good price for maple syrup. I like it on pancakes, but it's so watery all the time. It's thin, you know, very thin.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a nice, next to molasses, a sugar jelly, like.
If something's not imitation, you say it's
pure.
Genuine. Well, what's on a belt to show you that it's cowhide and nothing else? It will say genuine.
What is it you're talking about?
Well, would you have, you know, if something's not imitation, it's
pure.
Genuine.
It's only pure imitation.
Or genuine. This is the, you say this is the real thing.
Real McCoy, yeah.
The genuine.
This is pure.
Genuine.
See? That's the correctly.
Genuine.
Pure takes in all that. It's the real thing. Then if it's imitation or if it's a, they have to say it. That's one of the pure food acts. You gotta notate on your label what it is.
You say it's not genuine?
Well, they show you orange juice and there ain't no oranges in it. Now, what do they put? Some kind of a, I don't go for that stuff because these, you call them preservatives. They make you get bumps on your skin itch, you know. my system won't take care of those things. So I watch the bottle. I see it pure on there.
Yeah. Now, the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain is called what?
The what?
Little links on a chain.
What is it, a vegetable?
No, meat.
Oh, sausage.
Okay, and where would you buy your meat at? You go to who's the guy who cuts it up for you? The
butcher in a meat market today, but they used to have regular markets with real butchers.
After you butchered a hog, what would you make from the meat
of
the hen?
Now, you're going in the country. I don't know.
did you ever see a dish?
Hog's head cheese.
Okay.
That's made with the head of the hog.
Would you ever make anything out of the blood of a hog?
Well, there's a sausage Germans make, blutwurst, you call it, blood sausage.
Okay, would they ever make a dish?
They make sausage out of liver cheese, they call it.
Would they ever make a dish by cooking or grinding up the hog liver or calf liver?
It's called hog's head cheese, but I don't know how it's made. It's cooked up some kind of way.
Okay. Now, what was fried in deep fat and had a hole in the middle of it? That's a...
Donuts.
What kind of things would you get at a bakery? Tell me about all them.
You get donuts, you get biscuits, you get apple cake, you get...
any different kind of little cakes, you know, that would
little
come?
Little petit fours, that's fancy for parties, with sugar all over it, frosting.
Yeah.
You get fruit cake, you get pound cake, you get angel food cake.
What do they put, what is that sweet stuff they put all over donuts?
Frosting. Oh, sugar over the donuts. There's all kind of donuts today. They have some with cream, like you make...
what do they call it?
Well, cream donuts, or chocolate donuts, or plain donuts.
You ever seen the ones that have filling in them? Fill in the middle of them?
Filling, yeah, that's the cream donut.
Okay. A Long John or anything like that? You know what a cruller was?
Well, that's baked in the homes. It's like a donut, I guess. I don't know.
What?
It's doughy, like a donut. It's, I imagine it's cooked in a pot of grease like the donut. I don't know. I never ate any.
Yeah. What different types of cuts of beef do you know about? A beefsteak or... you know any different cuts of beefsteak?
Yeah, there's a roast.
Yeah.
There's a ribeye steak. That's a high-class steak, costs plenty of money. There's plank steaks. That's off the side of the cow. There's rib steaks come out the rib cord. It's used plenty today. It's neck, it's off the neck, and it's generally tough.
Yeah.